This interview is brought to you by NTT Data. NTT Data delivers on your mission by combining superior talent and over 55 years of government expertise with a comprehensive portfolio of technologies from cloud, security, and consulting to modernization and IT solutions. We're your ideal partner for reimagining your healthcare IT. Visit nttdataservices.com.
So we're here with Dr. Jen Layden at HIMSS. You are a director at CDC for the office, basically managing the public health data strategy. So it's good to be here with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we are coming up on 1 year since that public health data strategy, since it's been released. What are some of the developments over the past year that you've seen and some of your priorities coming up in the second year?
Yeah, well, thanks for the question. A lot of great progress. So, you know, just a year ago was when we stood up the brand new office, Office of Public Health Data Surveillance and Technology. We've brought in a lot of great new expertise from health IT, people working in the private sector, people working at other federal agencies, in addition to the folks that have already been part of our team. So we have this wonderful blend of public health experts and folks coming in with different backgrounds and expertise in health IT. That has allowed us to really accelerate a lot of the work that we're doing. So we launched our first public health data strategy last year. In that, it had very ambitious milestones for the next 2 years, 15 milestones this past year, and we've met nearly all of those, which is great. And so this is focusing on the work we need to do to enable our country, our nation, to be able to detect threats. So great progress, for example, in electronic case reporting, where we now have almost 33,000 facilities sending data directly in an automated fashion to public health. And this is not to CDC, this is to the front line, to the state and local partners. We've seen an expansion of the syndromic surveillance data, which is the ED, near real-time monitoring, and we've seen that benefit us during the rapid respiratory virus season. We had, during that time, cases where we were looking at identifying if we're going to see a new shift in what pneumonias were going to come around. We were able to look at that data feed and identify that we weren't seeing a new concerning signal. So a lot of great progress on the core data sources and amplifying the use of that. During the RVR season, respiratory virus season, we saw also our ability to integrate data sources and visualize it so that people had access to the data. During that time, over a million viewers of that respiratory virus data.
Wow. That's amazing to be able to do that kind of monitoring and see how things play out, things that you set up, and then kind of seeing it play out in the season. So that's fantastic. In late 2023, I know you highlight a lot of progress with the electronic case reporting, which you just alluded to now. Where does that stand, and how do you see automation efforts impacting some of your efforts moving forward?
Yeah, so a big theme for us is to plug public health into healthcare. So we look at, over the last two decades, huge investment from federal government, over $30 billion into making electronic healthcare records more automated and exchanged. Public health was not at the table, was not part of that effort. We are now working to plug public health into health IT. Electronic case reporting, as you noted, is a great example of that. Prior to COVID, less than 200 facilities were able to submit electronic case reports. Now we're almost at 33,000. Wow. Our goal is to continue to expand not just the number of facilities, but ensure that from a nation standpoint, we are also enabling facilities that have traditionally not been able to do it as quickly. So we have a focus on getting to 40% of our critical access hospitals connected, as well as ensuring our public health jurisdictions can use the data. So we've just went live with the second tribal nation that's now able to use electronic case reporting. And we want to ensure that we are supporting our states, our locals, our cities, our tribal nation partners, territories in using that data. In addition to how many facilities we want connected to electronic case reporting, we also want to increase the number of conditions. So during COVID, it was used for COVID. We've used it for MPOX. But this technology can allow all notifiable disease, reportable conditions to be reported. So our goal is to have in the next year 75% of notifiable conditions being reported by electronic case reporting.
That's fantastic. Has there been any particular lessons learned so far in this journey?
That the work
a lot of lessons learned.
Yeah, that the work is hard. Right? We public health has been challenged by the lack of resources, and as we look to modernize our systems, we have to break down our silos. Mm-hmm. So there's a culture aspect of it. We have to bring in expertise that has worked in the health IT sector, and we have to ensure that we're aligned in the approach that we're doing, so that we're doing it in a standardized way that aligns with health IT rather than continuing to perpetuate the one-off siloed solutions. We're also learning that one thing, it's great to be able to send the data to public health, but public health has to be able to use that data.
Sure.
So building up the capabilities, whether it's the workforce, expertise within jurisdictions, or building out automated tools that allow that data to seamlessly go into their case investigation system, for example, is something that these teams are working on.
Absolutely. So I know we're here at HIMSS, and collaborations, as you also just alluded to, is huge for you, and especially the future of the goals that you're trying to accomplish. What have been some of the key collaborations that you can point to that you feel has been very impactful?
Right. So collaborations, are, as you mentioned, are critical. I just came from Dr. Cohen's fireside chat with ONC, and the partnership with ONC has been really critical. We've been working with them on TEFCO. We've been working on them with the fire roadmap, the adoption and use of US CDI data elements. That partnership has been critical. Working with our state and local partners is critical. So we started a DMI consortium over maybe 2 years ago now, and that's a way for us to regularly check in with our DMI partners to get feedback for them. We have a lot of in-the-field pilots occurring right now, proof of concepts for electronic case reporting, for adoption of TEFCA, so that that collaboration with our state partners, ensuring their voice, their needs are right at the table as we're building out these capabilities. And then lastly, the partnership across CDC. So we have many programs that have different types of data needs, and our data office is here to support the work across public health, so at the jurisdictional level, as well as the needs of CDC programs.
Fantastic. Anything particular you're looking forward to over the next year?
I'm looking forward to this incredible team that we are building, continuing to just accelerate the progress, and really emphasizing people starting to understand that the possibility of public health truly being plugged into healthcare IT.
Well, it's fascinating to watch, and I'm sure there's a long road ahead, much work to be done, but thank you for standing with me at HIMSS and chatting about some of your work, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
HealthCast, along with GovCast and Cybercast, is a production of GovCIO Media and Research. To explore our content, visit our website, govciomedia.com. Keep an eye out for new episodes every Tuesday. And if you like what you heard, leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Have a topic you want us to discuss? Contact us at newsletter@govcio.com.